इलेक्ट ट्रांसफर टू एससीएल, इसको मेडिकल को खाली करना पड़ेगा ब्लूटूथ से, इवन लैपटॉप टाइम नॉट यूज्ड टू ट्रांसफर इलेक्ट्रो हेल्थ में दैट
to connectivity for a lot of people. So for a lot of people, it does not mean the entire internet. For a lot of people, it means being able to see my mail on the go. If I need to see a job or if I need to see a marriage proposal or something like that. Going further, for some others who are hooked on to messaging as a concept, it might mean instant messaging, even though SMS does exist as a bottom line tool. For some, at the next level, when you start talking to Google or you speak to MSN or you speak to Yahoo, and you ask them as to what is it that they would see as the next step, then one of the next steps that everybody does see is a marrying of a photo taken from a handset and uploaded into a space. But that is very akin to the Yahoo photo file opportunity, which is marrying into their mail experience. So there's a Yahoo search, a Yahoo mail, and a Yahoo photo upload sitting somewhere in the background as three kinds of services. And given cameras going at 30% penetration in the market space, it stands to reason that one of the services that people will look for is a space on which to keep their photos. If I keep defining that as still internet, then I'm okay in the same space. Otherwise, I end up where Rajesh is going. We also said that other services are there. People say we're finished with this, like we've done music downloads, we've done ringtone, we've done wallpaper and all that stuff. But the infect would be an ability for individual customers to go outside of existing walled gardens, semi-walled gardens, and entirely outside of the space and access music or access applications. And here I become a little worried and concerned as an operator, because some of that access that they're talking about starts changing the nature of our existing relationship as an operator with a customer. Which is to say that as I see them going out into broader spaces using broader pipelines, then they have access to applications that they can download, like a Skype on a Skype for PDA devices downloaded onto a Skype device allows them access to services outside of my normal way of working with them. So the only thing I can charge them is the 1 rupee per day, or I can only charge them for download fees and I become a pipe, and that goes that way. But that's a worrying kind of a nature, because I'm not doing any value addition. In this space, I'm still in the internet space, as I define it in the early stages of the internet space, which are applications big space. And I go to reconfigure pages, then we have seen transformers, reformatting, stuff which is coming on the handsets. And here I personally worry, because the nature of the information then would largely be determined by our ability to be able to contextually put this in the right way for people. But when we put it in the right way for people, what would be the prioritization? I feel that the prioritization would still be based upon their primary services that they require, followed by other kind of downloadable services like news or blogs or other services like that. I'm also saying, from a customer's point of view, what would he expect as he becomes more internet based? In India, if a guy has mail to start off with, email, then his next experience would be that if he's trying to do Yahoo as a mail, then he expects it to have some of the elements of a seamless integration with respect to his other access points, be it a laptop or be it his office desktop PC. So he would expect mail which must have sync. He would expect a photo upload management which would be common across his other ways of normally managing photo upload, which again is an area of concern, because is the relationship of the customer based upon Yahoo's having his old photographs, or me as an operator managing to provide him a new space to host his photographs, which would become my interaction point with him? The Yahoo MSN see themselves as players in the internet space who, when they bring their services to mobile handsets, see themselves owning the relationship with the customer in exactly the same way that they own the space with the internet. It's nice, it is great, and it's kind of the way that a customer would work if he was a Yahoo person, but it does strike a chord of worry in my heart and say that should I own this, or should I allow it to be owned by somebody else, or should I partner with that person, and so on, for how long and how deep? I also think that they will expect some commonality of brand experience. So if you are reconfiguring some site or transporting it and putting it in a certain format, you will expect still to see certain elements of the experience which you cannot bring down below a certain level. You will still expect to see ESPN giving him a certain look and feel character and not bringing it down only to a textual form. I think you also expect to see in the internet as he sees it, the relevance and speed of it. In a sense, he needs that which is served up to him still needs to be relevant to him. And therefore, if he has a MyYahoo-like experience and he has configured a MyYahoo page on a Yahoo site, then on his mobile MyYahoo, he will expect a similar relevance to be served up to him. And that probably would be one of the elements that I will see as we go ahead. Some things that people are talking about when they start translating the internet onto handsets also appears to be that which emerged as the anchors or the business models of the internet. So search, like we all agree, and this discussion goes on, people say search, and many of the three large players are hooking their businesses based upon search on the mobile, and much of the arguments and discussions that I've had with them is, we're right now in a walled garden structure. We are going out from there into working with about 8 or 9 key partners who are aggregators. So when people go to search, what would they search for? You know, they're searching the internet. The way people work on handsets is snacky, and it is not the way people work on these devices. So when they search originally, what would they search for? It would be bits of content, or if they are in a walled garden state, then earlier they will search on the walled garden, then they will search little outside the walled garden, and then they probably search in the ocean. But I really don't see people searching on handset devices for a very long time in the way that they search on the internet. I know Rajesh does a whole lot of this stuff, and probably spends a considerable time doing it, but for a lot of people it is still a very big challenge to be able to search something and stay tuned to it and find the information. I think people will more likely have services that they are really hooked on, be it stocks or mail or otherwise, and the search elements will be restricted to some things which they are more commonly used to using. And my definition of that in the early stages still would be content. If you really deep down and start talking to these three large players, they don't see themselves as being very different from this, but they are still hoping that they would replicate that search that they've done on the internet back again on the mobile hands. The last is advertising. So if advertising has been something that finally made the model of the internet work, then that internet model that worked on advertising essentially was search driven, which then apart from the banner ads kind of processes of that, there's two ways. One of the advertising on the banner ads, the second was this. So when companies talk about bringing the internet to the handset, they talk about bringing search to the handset, and then imagine that an advertising will also hook itself onto the same search. Whereas the customer experience of working with the handset is not a search-based experience. His experience of working on the handset is more snacky, is more I'm bored, let me do something. And therefore the advertising will have to find ways of creeping into that. And that creeping in would either be from web platforms that the customer visits on portal, through partner portals, through third-party portals, but it also marries itself into applications that he regularly uses. So if he has an email client on his handset, the backend servers of AdSurvey would have to marry themselves into the way that he uses the handset and not the way that it was originally designed for him. So that's my take on what I hope will know about it.